Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So we do this show every day. I see Grant more than I see my wife over the course of a given week. We spend a lot of hours together. Same with Darris and Ryan and usually Toby, but Wesley Financial's here, getting people out of his timeshares, answering the phones, and the like. You get to know folks, and we're literally like brothers in here, right? There's ups, there's downs, there's fights, there's good times, there's bad times, there's bits, there's inside, all sorts of stuff. And everybody's quirks, a lot of times, come to the forefront, right? We're on radio, so you know about Grant's food proclivities, for example. You know that I'm a curmudgeon on certain things and whatever, right? Well, one of the things that is a sticking point, I would say, among our intimate friendship, brotherhood, hit the bell, is...
I can't find the bell.
Where's the bell?
Oh,
hold on, I got it. It's right here.
Send me the brotherhood
Other side
bell.
Of the phone. Hold on. See that?
Toss
what they put right
it.
There. You got
brotherhood
it.
Bell?
Brotherhood bell. Show me brotherhood. There are certain sticking points that, for whatever reason, some of us don't get over and bother one but not the other or something to that effect. There'll be a day where I'm fired up about something Grant doesn't care. Darris has the red ass for some reason and, you know, we won't care. But everybody's got their chance to ventilate. Here's where I'm going with this. One of the things that bothers my co-host and good pal, Grant Harrison Paulson, is when somebody doesn't notice his haircut. For the second time in 2 months, the last time I saw you, my hair was a different length. I got a haircut.
When did you get your haircut?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Can I see it?
Got my haircut so far away, was in Fairfax for the day. I got my haircut.
Take off your headset really
quick.
Sure,
right here.
You did. Well, it's not as like military as it normally is.
Yeah,
you're not Lieutenant Corporal Rouillet this time.
Right, so you're trying to get at it with a Joan, but here's what happened. My compatriots, they cry foul. They're like LeBron James when he misses a layup, begging for a call from Dick Pavetta or some other official who I can't think of.
They hit you first.
Yeah, hit me first. I hope this puts it to rest.
No, it doesn't.
Nobody needs to say anything to the other men here. We're all fine. We're going about our business. Nobody wished me a happy haircut. Nobody congratulated me or noticed my haircut. And we just had a normal day. Everything's fine. Everything's normal. I think... If I'm ruling on this, and I don't think I get to, but if I am, I think we can slam the gavel on people being upset for not noticing the haircut.
That's really interesting.
That's two times for me.
What time did you get a haircut?
Yesterday morning around 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
24 hours.
Yeah, just over 24 hours.
There. Same person as normal?
Same place as normal.
Okay, a little longer than normal. So here's what I would say. First of all, I apologize.
Don't you dare apologize.
No,
to me.
No, I do. And on behalf of Darris and Ryan and especially Wes,
there's no need.
I apologize.
There's no need.
because I do think that we should have acknowledged that. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to offer an excuse if you don't mind. And the excuse I've got is you've been wearing headphones for the majority of the time that I've been around you. So I was in the studio getting ready to record an interview.
Yep.
You walked in quite literally as we were starting,
I got in there.
It was a 1 o'clock interview. Mm-hmm. You walked in at 1:02, yep. And the guy was just calling in at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you walked in, you either had your headsets on or you put them on.
Yep.
And so there was no chance for me to see your hair at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Then you came back, and within 2 minutes of sitting down, we did some skits and bits with CK, who was in here. There was never really me looking at you. You immediately had to go talk to Derek Forrest.
Yep.
For your whatever that thing is that you do.
The thing that we do, yeah.
Yeah. So you went and did that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you came back, there was only a few more minutes till we were on the show, and you put your headphones on.
Yeah.
So
there, you would acknowledge there's been some time.
There was probably roughly 14 minutes when I've been around you where you didn't have big, bulky headphones on that make it impossible for me to see your haircut. Because the way Danny's haircut is, if I could just make one more excuse,
okay,
he has very long hair on the top that he like shoots out like he's Brett Bielma or Mike Vrabel or something. From his forehead, but then the sides, he gets like a zero, like he's, you know, serving overseas. And the only part I can't see is the sides because your headphones are covering it. So that's my excuse. That's my explanation. I've got a lot of injuries. It's hard to make tackles.
It is tough. It is
and
tough.
It's hard to stop people from
season's gotten off the rails.
154 points in 4 weeks. But I want to say I will wear this. This is about accountability. These are the reasons why it happened, but it happened, and it's my fault, and I will do better. I apologize.
You don't have to. What I could do without it, the Jones, though. It's the little hidden Jones,
in
the apology. He gets a haircut like an idiot. His hair looks stupid, and it juts out like this guy, and the sides look like that guy.
That's what you heard. That's not what I said.
Oh, okay. What I'm trying to tell you is that part's not necessary. Let's not notice each other's hair. Let's not be moved to emotion by hair. Let's just let that happen.
I'm not allowed to talk about your hairstyle?
Sure you can.
Okay, let's not be bothered by it. I wasn't joning. I was saying...
Is that a compliment?
Yes.
It is?
Well, it's not a compliment, no. It's neither. It's your hairstyle is long in the front, zero on the sides. When you sit down and they say, what do you want? You go, shave the side of my head and let my bangs go way out forward. That's what you say.
It's not exactly what I say.
But that's the style. Yeah. I mean, how is that a joan? If you said
that sounds real complimentary, is all I'm saying.
Okay, if you said to me, Grant has a hairstyle where he gets a hard part and combs all his hair to the right. Yeah, that's true. He gets a 1.5 on the side. Damn it, Danny, leave my 1.5 alone. Well, like, I don't understand.
If you say the fact of 1.5, you're like he's enlisted in the military like some dweeb. Like that's the difference.
Military's a dweeb?
Well, the way you say it, I'm trying to make it sound like I'm trying to do some kind of weird thing. I just say puffy sides, so I get rid of that. But anyway, the point is, I'm perfectly fine. Let's not get all up in tights. Let's not get all pantaloons in a bunch. Let's all calm down. You didn't notice my haircut again. I hope it puts it all to rest where you don't have to worry about it. If you don't notice, you don't notice, and it's fine.
I want to apologize to Danny for not noticing his amazing haircut.
It's fine.
He has amazing hair.
Ryan, it's fine.
He does not look like he's in the military. I did not know that was pejorative. I apologize. I thought that it was just a description, that it looks like you have a military haircut.
Mm.
Didn't know that was some big Joan, like one of them silly geese who's out there enlisted. Didn't know that's what we were doing. I apologize.
Mm, that's really interesting.
If you said my hair looks like, I don't know who wears this hair. Everybody, pretty much, who's a grown-up.
Yeah, you have a nice haircut.
Normal people.
I've always liked it fine, but never been moved to emotion by it.
Right. Next time you get a haircut, I'm going to be on it.
Respectfully, I don't care if you are or not.
No, it's going to happen.
I think we're all set. I think we put it to bed and it's asleep. So restful.
Wes asked me if you got a haircut. He was like, did Danny get a haircut?
He did not.
And I was like, I don't think he did.
He didn't have time. He's getting people out of their timeshares.
That's a good point. I don't get that joke.
Wesley Financial, Chuck McDowell, advertised on the station.
Okay.
I'm not an attorney. I never want to be an attorney. If you think I'm an attorney, I apologize. He answers the phones for us. That's Wesley Financial.
That's a deep cut. I didn't have that in the office pool.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.